I'm Max Reyes, and this is The Beacon.
This week, we're examining a new construction project proposed by the college, as well as the way construction has shaped Emerson's Boston campus.
Emerson has plans to expand the sidewalk in front of the campus.
Anissa Gardizi has been covering the sidewalk expansion proposed by Emerson for The Beacon.
It hasn't been approved by the city yet, so there aren't official start dates, or there's not an official end date, but everyone seems to be hopeful that it will get approved, so students should be expecting construction on the sidewalk in the spring.
And when you say the sidewalk in front of campus, which area are you referring to specifically?
So the exact location would be from 76 Boylston to 162 Boylston, and that's basically the sidewalk in front of Emerson's campus on that block.
And you said that it's not been approved yet, but students should expect construction in the spring. From your perspective as a reporter, it seems like the college is going to get the approval?
Right. And the reason that they haven't is because they have to go through multiple different departments to get approved, because so many different departments have stake in this project. One department looks at if it will be accessible to people with disabilities. Signage, since Boylston Street is a very historic place, they want to make sure it doesn't take away from the historical appearance of Boylston Street. People deal with traffic flow, pedestrian traffic flow. So there are a bunch of different areas that need to be addressed. So that's why it's taking so long. But the hope is that it's approved in January.
And what will construction actually do to Boylston Street? You said it's sort of to expand the sidewalk. Is that going to shrink space on the street for cars? What's the impact going to be?
Right now, there are four lanes on Boylston Street. One lane goes one direction, two lanes go another direction, and both of those lanes are for vehicles. And then there is a parking lane on Boylston. So expanding the sidewalk would remove the parking lane. It would just take over the parking lane, but then the traffic lanes would stay the same. So the traffic pattern would be the same, with one lane going one way, two lanes going the other way, and there just wouldn't be a parking lane. So in theory, it shouldn't impact traffic because the traffic lanes are the same, and sometimes cars pulling in and out of the parking lane actually slow down traffic.
And so if this construction takes place, how will that affect students and pedestrians just trying to use Boylston Street? Will that impede them somehow? What will that look like?
So if it gets approved in January, they're hoping to start construction in late February or early March. So that's in the middle of the spring semester. So there would be construction going on in the sidewalk while kids are still getting to classes and using Boylston Street. So what I've heard is that there will always be one lane open for pedestrian traffic on Boylston. So the sidewalk would never be completely shut down. There would always be a lane for students to use, but that is one lane. So you could probably expect to have a more clogged sidewalk than it already is. And there will always be access to all of the Boylston Street buildings on the sidewalk. So businesses would not be affected directly because people can't get to them. It just might be harder and more clogged. It would also affect students who normally take Ubers or Lyfts or even taxis from Boylston, because in theory, no one should be parking on the street. So students may have to catch an Uber or a Lyft from a different location, because I think that law enforcement will be more strict about parking and stopping on the street, since it is going to be just an active traffic lane. It's not really meant for people to stop and pick people up anymore.
And are they just expanding the sidewalk to make it larger, or are they planning to put things there?
So it is going to be larger, and that's the main reason that they want to do the construction. But they also want to add things to it so that it's not just a sidewalk that people use to get from one place to another. They want it to be more of a campus. So there are going to be benches, trees, planters, even kiosks that will tell you where you are on Emerson's campus. There could be bike racks. There are just so many things in the plans to make the sidewalk more of a community space for people to use instead of just a mode to get from one building to another building.
And in the last few years, we've kind of seen Emerson expanding its campus. Last year, it purchased a new building on Tremont Street and finished up some construction projects it had into the Boylston alleyway. The college purchased another building on Boylston Street. So it kind of seems like this fits into a larger plan the college has to expand its campus within Boston. Does that sound correct to you?
Yeah, and I've talked to President Pelton, and it sort of sounds like he wants to do that as well. He wants Emerson's campus to be a destination spot, not just for students, but also for tourists, people who live in Boston. So I think he wants people to look at Emerson's campus as a part of the Boston community and not just a place where so many kids attend the college. He wants it to be incorporated within the whole Boston downtown area. He even has one idea that he has is to close down Boylston Street twice a year and sort of have a festival in the street with Emerson kids and Boston community members. So it just sounds like he wants our part of campus or our part of Boston to be a place shared by the whole Boston area, just sort of more of a community. So it's not just a college in downtown Boston. It's a college that interacts with downtown Boston.
And speaking of Pelton, was this his idea? Was this an idea that was already circulating? What was sort of the impetus to create this project?
So President Pelton said that the minute he walked on Emerson's campus in downtown Boston, that he just didn't think the sidewalk reflected the college or what was going on in the college. I mean, if you look at the Boylston Street sidewalk, it's not the best sidewalk in Boston. And he just felt like it wasn't a good representation of what the college is doing or the students who go there. And he just envisioned a bigger sidewalk with more things going on so that people actually enjoyed being outside and could actually do things on the street if there are benches, trees, bike racks. So he said that he's been thinking of this since he got here, and that was in 2011. I think it was about a year ago, the Globe published an article about Emerson hoping to expand their sidewalk. So there's been talk about this for a while, but I think it's nearing like the final approvals. So hopefully it'll be done in fall 2019.
The Beacon is produced by Max Reyes and Gabby Murzowski. Our managing editor is Monica Davis, and our editor-in-chief is Shafak Patel.